chapter 24, verses 44 to 53. Hear the words of Jesus as he ascends into heaven. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised, so stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This ends the reading and the hearing of God's holy word.
This is school's winding down. We've already heard Robert say his exams are all over. He's taking the last exam in his high school career, he hopes. And we've heard Sarah say she's got a bunch coming up. So a lot of people are kind of in between. And Sarah, you've got some tests coming up, I'll bet. Yeah. Well, we're going to kind of have a class here. I'm going to try and teach you a little bit about art, history, a little foreign language, and in a short period of time. Oh, really? Well, I've already shown Jessica this. It's a little statue, or this is the art part. And this little statue came from Japan by way of the Philippines. My niece gave it to me. But we're going to be talking about statues. Long time ago, back in the Roman Empire, statues were really important. Put a lot of sculptors to work there. That's the people that make statues, sculptors.